Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends in Christ, today we begin the season of Advent, a time set aside to prepare ourselves for Christmas. Well, Advent is more than the preparation for Christmas. It refers, first of all, to our preparation to celebrate Christmas. Yes, that is what we all know. It is also a time of deep and intense reflection on the coming of Christ in our lives through grace and the sacrament of Holy Communion. And finally, a time for this to reflect on the second coming of Jesus at the end of time. Today we are invited in a special way to reflect on the second coming of Jesus Christ. The texts of Scripture that we just read indicate that the second coming of Christ is going to be a time of fear and wonder. In all this, the Scriptures call on all of us who believe in Christ to put our hope and trust in Jesus and be liberated from fear. The Gospel began with Jesus describing what would happen at the coming in glory of the Son of God. He said there would be signs and wonders in the heavens. People would be bewildered and lose heart, for that time is going to be terrible for all who do evil, but for those who seek the Lord with a sincere heart, it is going to be a time of liberation. And to exhort us not to lose heart, Jesus said, "When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand." In this regard, the first reading encourages us to look forward to God's redeeming grace. It assures us that God is going to fulfill his promises. This is how it will happen. A virtuous branch will grow for David. He will practice honesty and integrity. When this happens, a people living in fear will be saved and will dwell in confidence. This virtuous branch that will practice honesty and integrity, the Gospels present to us as Jesus, whose coming we await at Christmas and every day of our life. And if we are preparing for Jesus, we must make a conscious effort to let our spiritual preparation supersede our material preparation. Sadly, however, our world delights more in the commercialization of Christmas instead of portraying the real meaning of Christmas in order to help us work and live for the kingdom of God. It is our responsibility as people of God to make Christ more known and more accessible to the world through our Advent preparations. What are we going to do to let people know the true meaning of Advent and Christmas? It is for every one of us to learn to know more about our faith and to express it accordingly, and let people come to understand that Advent is not about selling things and buying things. It is about being in close union with God, preparing ourselves through the sacraments so that we may grow spiritually. The second reading, in its turn, encourages every one of us here to make more and more progress in the kind of life that we are meant to live to please God. Dear friends, if we cherish our lives and seek the good of our souls, it will be beneficial for us to daily make the prayer of St. Paul our own and say, "May the Lord be generous in increasing our love, and may He so confirm our hearts in holiness that we may be blameless in the sight of God, in the sight of our God and Father, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all His saints." May this season of Advent bring us the reward of our faithful trust in the mercy of God our Father.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.